Our intention this week has been to direct our attention to a recently released Pew Research report concerning the 2014 Religious Landscape Study. You can find the full report at the PewCenterResearch.com website. Nevertheless, our attention is directed to the Oklahoman's view of the research. In regard to one of the interviewed, the statement was made that it could be that some people are saying they admire Jesus but not the church. Those who would make such a claim, albeit there are many, do not have a proper understanding of what the church is. How can you admire Jesus and not the church? Jesus said, "I will build my church," Matthew 16:18. And God has appointed in the church, 1 Corinthians 12:28. When the Apostle Paul spoke to the elders of Ephesus, he said, "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." How can you not admire the church and say you admire Jesus, who purchased the church with his own blood? The reason people make such a statement is because they do not understand the nature of the church, what it is, or what its place is in God's scheme of things. The term church is a collective noun, as is also the word sheep, that is, as in a flock. You may have a truckload of sheep, but not have a flock, until the sheep are connected, that is, they have the same shepherd. The term church does not refer to some building or government, synod, council, denomination, or any such thing. The term church refers to a collection of saints that are collected to one another by, wait for it, Christ. In the scriptures, the term church is used in a universal sense, that is, all those who have been sanctified in Christ. Jesus said, "I will build my church," Matthew 16:18. And in a local sense, all the churches of Christ salute you, Romans 16:16. To say you do not admire the church is to say you do not admire Jesus, who built the church. The church is those who have been called out of the world into service to Christ. Do you not admire what Christ built? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said concerning what God wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:20-23.